Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom and welcome back to today's Daf, Psachim Daf Tes Vav. Perhaps let's back up a bit to towards the end of Yudal Daman Beis, about 8 lines from the bottom. Amar Rabbi Meir, Midivreim Lamanu. So Rabbi Meir tells us in the Mishnah, told us about the concept of Vimatame Truma, or Matame Kachim, although generally one is meant to be Shomer his Truma and Kachim, safeguarded, secured from becoming Tame. We learned it from a Pasuk, Mishmer Surmoisai. However, that only applies to something which is tar and edible. But something which in any case is Tame, Rabbi Chanina Skana Kanan tells us you can go ahead and be Matame, even if it only has a low level Tuma, a lesser form of Tuma, it's only a Shlishi, you can go ahead and be metamit, upgrade it, add another layer of tumah, make the shlishi l'tumah, a very low form of tumah, into a sheni l'tumah, bring it up a level. So you could take this basar, which is only a shlishi, and put it together, have it come into contact with a rishon l'tumah. What happens when a shlishi touches a rishon? It now becomes a sheni, because when you touch a rishon, you become a sheni. You can do that because this basar, which was a shlishi l'tumah, had already been tummy and was slated for a loss. That's Rabbi Chanina's Gana Kahanan. Rabbi Kiva tells us a similar concept regarding Shemen Shel Truma, which was a Shlishi L'Tuma, it touched a Tvil Yayim, a Tvil Yayim is a Sheni, so the Shemen becomes a Shlishi. You can burn it in a Ner, which is a Ava Tuma. Although what happens when the Shemen enters that Ner? It gets bumped up 2 levels, from a Shlishi to a Rishon. You can do that because this Shemen, in any case, was already Pusl and slated for loss. Says Rabbi Meir, so from their words we can conclude that when it comes to Erev Pesach, you're burning your chametz. You can take the truma which is truma torah, and burn it with the truma tmei together. Even though when the truma torah comes into contact with the truma tmei, what happens? It also becomes tmei. You can do that because at any rate, this truma is not going to be eaten. It's going to be burnt. It's slated for loss, for burning. Therefore, there's no din of safeguarding that truma. Amar b'meir midivreim l'manu, that you can burn truma tahira together with truma tmei on Erev Pesach. Midivreim d'man, from whose words was he concluding this halach? Ilema midivrei Rabbi Chanina skana kehanim. Was it from Chanina? Midami, how could you compare the 2 things? Let's keep in mind, Rabbi Chanina is speaking about basar of kachim, which came into contact with a vlad atuma, so it acquired a low level tuma, it's now only a shlishi l'tuma, and says Rabbi Chanina, since it's already tuma, you can go add the tuma to it, you can upgrade the tuma, burn it together with something which has a higher level of tuma, that other basa which touched an avatuma, which is a rishon, and now this basa which is a shlishi, which is going to come into contact with that rishon, is going to turn into a sheni. When you touch a rishon, you become a sheni, so you upgrade it from a shlishi to a sheni. Yeah. Because this basar was already tummy, although it only had a low-level tumma, a lesser form of tumma, only a shlishi, but tummy nevertheless. So perhaps, yeah, over there you can go add another layer of tumma, because it was already tummy. Mi dummy hasam tummy v'tummy. It was originally tummy, and now it's tummy. Hacha tar v'tummy. Over here, you're taking tumma tahira abim atamit. Who says you can do that? It's not a parallel. You can't compare the 2 things. V'elo says the Gemara medivri Rabbi Akiva. Perhaps Rabbi Meir was concluding from Akiva's halacha, who allows you to take shemen of truma, which is merely pasul, shlishi l'tuma. Why is shlishi called pasul? We learned yesterday because it stops right there. It doesn't have the ability to pass the tuma on further. So that's called pasul. It's disqualified. You can't eat it. You have to burn it. But it's only called pasul. Rabbi Akiva says you can take that shlishi, that shemen of truma, which is shlishi, which has a lesser form of tuma, and bump it up to even 2 levels. Put it into the Ner, which is an Avatuma, and this will result in the Shemen becoming a Rishon L'Tuma. So you can upgrade it 2 levels from a Shlishi to a Rishon. Perhaps that was Rabbeinu's source? Ve'elo Medir Rabbi Akiva? Midami, how could you compare? Hasam Pasul V'Tumah. The oil there was Pasul, so it had some form of Tumah. And now you're going to upgrade it and make it a Rishon, Tumah. Fine, but it was still somewhat Tumah to begin with. As opposed to by truma hacha tor v'tami, taking truma tohira mi matamit, how do you know to compare the 2 things? Says the Gemara, perhaps Rabbi Meir was sourcing his halacha from Rabbi Chanina, and Rabbi Chanina's case involved basar, which was not tummy, not tummy min haTorah at least, because it only got involved with a vlad haTumah, which was a vlad haTumah midrabbanan. So now we have a proper parallel, because we have a basar kodesh, which is only tummy midrabbanan, a very light form of tumah. Still, you can go ahead and add tumah to it by having come into contact with the basar, which has a much higher level of tumah, which will upgrade this basar from only a tumah derabbanan, a very low form of tumah, to a higher level of tumah. And likewise, when it comes to the truma, we're speaking about the sixth hour. It's already asum derabbanan. So since it's an edible midrabbanan, Rameh says, well, just as over there you can take something which is tumah derabbanan and add to it, here you can take the truma which is asum derabbanan, add to it, be matamit, by burning it together with the truma which is tumah. Perhaps that was Rav Meir's approach. Name a kasava Rav Meir, should we say the Rav Meir held? Masnisan ba'ava tumah d'oraisa. Rav Chanina Skana Kahanim, who allowed you to upgrade the tumah in the basar, was speaking where the basar is now going to come into contact with a higher form of tumah, which comes from ava tumah d'oraisa. Although it initially only was tumah midrabbanan, uvlada tumah midrabbanan, it only came into contact with, it was involved with a vlada tumah midrabbanan, the midaraisa term ma'alya, which midaraisa is not tummy at all. So technically midaraisa, this basar is tar, it's only tummy midrabbanan. Still, Rav Chanina says, you can go upgrade it. And therefore, Rav Meir says, well, by truma as well, you can take the truma tohira during the sixth hour, since it's asa midrabbanan, and add to it, be matamit, because at any rate, it's slated for loss. At any rate, even in present current moment, this thing is asa midrabbanan. Umay midivreim, says the Gemara, midivre, Reb Chanina, skana kehanim. So Reb Chanina presented the source. He was the makar of Rabbi Meir's halacha. Shall we say that? That's a chiddush in pshat in the Mishnah. That Reb Chanina is speaking about a basa which only got entangled with the tumah derabbanan. It's a chiddush. Says the Gemara, no, not necessarily. That wasn't necessarily Rav Meir's source. Omar Rish Lakish, Mishum Bakapara. No. Our Mishnah speaking, Rav Chanina speaking about a case where the basa was already tumah min haTorah. It had a lower level of tumah, and now you're going to upgrade the tumah. But initially it was tumah min haTorah, and now you're going to add more tumah to it. And therefore it cannot be the source of Rav Meir's halacha to allow being metame tumah tohira. There's no connection. So initially it was tumah min haTorah, and now you're going to add more tumah to it, and that is not connected to Rabbi Meir's halacha. What then is Rabbi Meir referring to when he says midivreim lamadnu, that you can burn the tumah Torah with the tumah Tmeah, you can be metame the tumah Torah on Pesach? From whose words, from whose shita did he learn that halacha? Says Rish Lakish, not from Chanina and not from Rabbi Kiva. Midivir Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Yeshua. He learned it from Lezer Rabbi Yeshua. Hi Rabbi Yeshua. Which Rabbi Yeshua are we referring to? Ilema Ha Rabbi Yeshua. Is it the following Rabbi Yeshua? That's not. We learned in the Mishnah that Rabbi Yeshua doesn't seem to be concerned about safeguarding something which at any rate is slated for loss. Because the point of Shmir is to ensure that you can consume it, you can eat it, you can be a kind of mitzvah of achilas truma, achilas kasha, but something which in any case you won't be able to eat. There's no need to safeguard it. And this indeed will be the source of Rabbi Meir. Truma on Erev Pesach is slated for burning, for loss. In any case, at any rate, won't be eaten. It's seifa li'ibud, Vashi says. So go ahead and be matamit. This not. Where do we find this concept? This not. Chavis shal truma shenoylad ba safek tuma. If a safek tuma was generated on a barrel full with truma, a barrel of wine, where you don't know if the person who was tummy touched it or not, so there's a safek tuma. So what do you do with it? Rav Lezer Omer, you have to still look after it and secure it, safeguard it from tuma. If we're sitting out in the open, exposed to the elements, which will make it susceptible to tumah, you have to watch it. Place it in a hidden place. safeguard it, secure it. If it was open, you have to go ahead and cover it. According to Rabbi Elazar, even this type of truma, which practically at this point you can't eat, it's perhaps tummy, you have to still ensure it's tahar. Rabbi Shoimer, no, there's no halacha to watch over this type of truma. In Moshe Munachas Makam Mutzna, if it was sitting in a hidden place, secure and safe, you can even take it out and expose it, which will cause it perhaps to become tummy. In Moshe Mechusa, you got Lena. If it was covered, you could uncover it. So you see clearly, Liakoncha Bishua, something which is inedible, you don't have to watch over it. And likewise, when it comes to the Truma on Erev Pesach, you can go ahead and be tamid by burning it with the Truma Tmei. Let's take a look at Rashi inside. So Rashi here is about 2-3 lines below where we're holding in the Gemara. Beginning with the word Shenoilad. Shenoilad, we have this Chavis, Shenoilad Basavik Tuma, right? Sheira, it occurred. Kigoyin she nichnas adam tami l'sham. If an adam who was tami went into the area, safek noga ba, safek lo noga. There's a safek whether or not he touched the barrel. Says Rabbi Elazar, you have to still make sure this thing remains tar. So for sitting b'makam haturfa, what does that mean? Hefker, it's open, exposed. Yanechena b'makam hamutzna, adayin muzer al shmirasa. He still needs to watch it. V'taima mefarish v'b'chiris v'perakat kama. Where is Reb Leza's source? The pasuk says, "Ez mishmeres trumois oy," the watching of my trumois. It's a plural. Shtaim b'mashma, achas toyer v'achas luya. The Torah is referring to two types, two classes, toyer and even tuluya, which is a suffix as to its status, whether it's tamar toyer. Even that, v'marachmana over lo shimer, you have to watch it. Rabbi Shua says, "No, just the opposite." Yanechena b'makam haturfa. Even if it was hidden and secure, you can go and put it out, expose it to the elements. Kaloyma imbrasa, if he wishes, yachal ligron la tuma. He can bring about tuma. Why? The kasavar yesh emel mesaris. We focus on the mesaris, the tradition of the actual wording of the Torah, not necessarily the way we read it, but the way it's actually written. Utruma siksiv. Although we read truma yisoy, lashon rabim. But the actual wording is trumasi. It can be read trumasi. The spelling indicates perhaps a singular term, trumasi. We ignore the nikudais, and we just look at the spelling, which indicates singular. So only when it's trumasi, when it's really truma tohir and edible, then you have to be shomer it, but not when it's suffic, tamei, and you can't eat it in any case. So how does that pertain to us? Alma shamin le Rabbi Yeshua. The kiva and the ena rui aladlok. Apparently, we see from Yeshua, since this truma is, at any rate, no longer edible, it can only burn it, yachal ligron la tuma, can bring about tuma. Vahanami, and here as well by Yechametz, afilo tohira basbiri, even the truma tohira is slated for burning. Umetam anoisa, and go ahead and burn it. So this was the source of Rav Meir, midivreim lamadu. I concluded from their words that you can go ahead and burn your truma Torah with the truma tmeya, be matami the truma, because at any rate, it's slated for burning and not going to be eaten. Continues the Gemara. Me dummy, how could you compare the two things? Hasam groma ba'alma, of the merely causing tumma, you're placing them in a location which is open and exposed. Hacha, be a dime here, you're proposing that he goes and be matami. Matami the truma, how can you do that? You can compare groma to be a dime. Says, well, you're right, you can't draw a parallel from that case to Erev Pesach. Ella Rabbi Yeshua. Apparently, Rabbi Meir was sourcing his halacha from the next Rabbi Yeshua. Well, we find that in a case where the truma, at any rate, is going to get lost, you can actually be metamed be-yodayim. It's not. Chavez shal truma shenishbra be-gasol yoin. A barrel filled with truma, let's say truma wine, broke apart on the gasol yoin. So it's a wine press which has a lower area, the pit below the bur, and you have the gasalion, the upper area, the upper container where they crush the grapes, and then the wine trickles down to the pit below. So you have a barrel that broke apart in the gasalion, and what was in the bur down below, and beneath it was filled, the bar was filled with chulin, which are tummy. Now, if we allow the truma to trickle down in the, to the chulin tmein, everything will be asr. Chulin tmein on their own can be eaten. Truma tohira can be eaten by a kohen, but truma which is tummy is no longer suitable for anybody. Rashi brings a pasuk that it's an isra asay. So if you just leave things as is, you let the truma tohira trickle down into the bar with the chulin tmein, everything will become asr. So what do you do now? Now this fellow has some kalim nearby, which are tummy. And at home, we can run home and get something which is tar. What is he meant to do? Explains the Mishnah. Moide, Rabbi Elazar, Bishua, they both agree, Shem yochel lahatzel mimena, revius betahara yatzel. If he has the ability to run home and grab a kli and come back in time to salvage a revius, halog, which is a shear of shtia, of the truma in that kli, which is tar. He can do that. He has enough time to do that. Then he has to do that. Yatzel, he has to do that. He has to go salvage a revius of truma, rather than just forfeiting the entire truma and using the kelim tmeim that he has nearby to collect the truma and prevent it from falling into the bar where the chulin tmeim are and ruining the entire mixture. He can't do that because if he has the ability to find a kli and save at least one revius of truma and keep a tor, he must do that. He has a chiv to do that, mishmeres trumoisai, because a revius is a shir shtia, and if he can bring about that there'll be makayim, the mitzvah of achila, shtia, of truma, with a shir, a revius, then he has to ensure that, he has to make sure that happens. And you can't, he has no right to go use the kelim tmeim here just to avoid loss, to prevent himself from a major loss of having the truma fall into the chulin and everything becoming tummy. He can't do that. He has to go ahead and try to salvage at least a revius of the truma and keep it tar. Vimla, but if he has no ability to do that, by the time he's going to come back from his house, everything is going to be in the bar in any case, and everything is going to be asr. So he's going to incur a major loss, and there's no point. There's no gain. Because the truma become asr, become tummy. So now we're faced with a dilemma. Should he just allow that to happen? Allow the truma to trickle into the chulin, become tummy, and he's going to experience a major loss? Or should we say, well, at least salvage your chulin. Take the kalim which are tummy, which are accessible nearby. Use those kalim to collect the truma, rather than allow it to trickle into the bar, which will lose everything. So we're dealing with truma which is slated for loss. At any rate, it's going to fall into the chulin and become tummy. So there's going to be no key mitzvah, no eating this truma. It's going to be lost. It's safely ibud. But does that give him a right? Does that justify being mitzame that truma be your dime? Or is he meant to just let it trickle into the bar? And don't, rather than being mitzame directly, the truma be your dime. Allow it to drip down, become tummy. Don't do it directly. You have no right to manually be matame that truma. Apparently, Rebbe Elazar holds even truma, which is seifel ibud, which is slated for loss. You must safeguard it, watch over it, and you can't be matame it. Rabbi Shua Omer, no. Afi itamenu biyad. He has full right to be matame that truma. Be odayim. Take the kelim tmeim, which are nearby. Grab that truma before it trickles into the chulin. So even though he's going to be metame that truma, the truma right now is tar, and he's kelim atame, but in a short moment, this truma is going to become tame in any case. It's going to fall into the chulin and become tame and inedible. So since it's slated for loss at any rate, you have a right to be metame that truma. There's no din to safeguard the truma from tum'a. So it was this Rabbi Yeshua who provided the source for Rabbi Meir's halacha. Just as in this case, the truma, which is going to be lost at any rate, allows you to be justified as being mitamei that truma. On Erev Pesach as well, this truma Torah, which is slated for burning, for beer at any rate, it's not going to be consumed, you can go ahead and be mitamei that truma. If this is the case,
Why does Rav Meir say midivreihem lamanu?
Plural. I learned from their words.
Midvaravim barley. He should have said from his words if he's referring strictly to Rabbi Yeshua.
Hachik Amar. This is what he means to say. Mimachlekaisan Rav Lezer Rabbi Yeshua lamanu. From their machlekes, from their discussion. The discussion between Rav Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua. We learned that we apply the same thing to Truma on Erev Pesach. And as Rashi explains, because the halacha is like Rabbi Yeshua. The economy, the wording in our Mishnah indicates that this indeed is the source of Rav Meir.
Why?
Because Rabbi Yossi actually disagrees with Rav Meir. In our Mishnah, Daf Yudal, we see Rabbi Yossi disagrees. He objects to Rav Meir's halacha. He says, no, you can't conclude that you're allowed to go ahead and burn the Truma Torah with the Tmeya. And he continues, he says, Umaydin Rablezer Bishua, Rablezer Bishua both would agree that in your case it wouldn't be allowed. Now, why is Rabbi Yossi referring to Rablezer Bishua if Rabbi Meir is not even referring to that? Rabbi Meir's source was from a different, from Rabbi Chanina, from Rabbi Kiva. Apparently, Rabbi Yossi understood that it was Rablezer Bishua who provided the source of Rabbi Meir's halacha. The economy, the wording in the Mishnah, indicates as such, Diktani Moide Rablezer Bishua, Shema Mina. Because Rabbi Yossi challenges and says, Rabbi Lezer Mishua would agree in your case it's aser. Apparently, since he's referring to Rabbi Lezer Mishua, Shema Mino, there's a right that Rabbi Meir sourced his halacha from Rabbi Lezer Mishua. Okay, so at this point we know that Rabbi Meir had a source from Mishua to this concept that something which is slated for loss doesn't have to be safeguarded, just as a truma there, which is about to become tummy, allows you to be metamit. Likewise, in Erev Pesach, you take the Truma Torah, which is going to be burnt in any rate, and be metamit. V'chein Omar Rav Nachman, Omar Rabbi Ravua. So he likewise said the same thing, that Rabbi Meir sourced his halacha from Rabbi Yeshua, and not from the cases in our Mishnah, Rabbi Chanina, Kana Kehanim, Rabbi Akiva, because you can't compare. Those cases involve something which is already tummy. It has a lesser form of tumah, but it's still tumah, and that's why you can add to it. So apparently, Rabbi Meir was not sourcing his halacha from that, because Rabbi Meir is speaking about tumah, which is tor. Rather, his source was from Rishu. V'chein Omer Rav Nachan Omer Ravu Masnisen Bava Tumadoi Raisa Ovlad Tumadoi Raisa. We're speaking about a Basar Kodesh, which got involved with a Vlad Tumadoi Raisa, and now is going to get involved with a Ava Tumadoi Raisa. So it's something which was tumah and will continue to be tummy, and therefore it doesn't really provide a source for Rav Meir, who's speaking about Truma Torah, Uma Midivreim. When Rav Meir said, Midivreim la Madnu, Midivir Blezer Rav Yishu. Okay. Esvi Rav Rav Nachman. How can you say that Rav Meir sources halacha from Rav Yishu, not from Rav Chanina's Kana Kehanim? We have a braisa which seems to indicate, we have a braisa Rav Yossi challenged Rav Meir, and says, oh, you can't really conclude as such. You can't derive this halacha from your source. Why? Because when Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Kiva spoke about their halacha, well, they were speaking about something which is already tamei, and you're just merely adding to it. But you're speaking about something which is tar. What does that indicate? That Rabbi Meir sources halacha from Chanina. Otherwise, why is Rabbi Yossi objecting and saying, well, you can't compare it to Rabbi Chanina? Your halacha that you're deriving is dissimilar to the source. Because when our rabbis, Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Kiva, testified, they provided they presented their chiddush, that you can go and add another layer of tumah, you can upgrade tumah. What was their context? If it was the case, Rabbi Chanina, right, that you took the basar which got tummy through Avlada Tuma, which became by Eshlishi, and he allowed it to be upgraded. Shesurf and Oisai ima basar shnitim ba'avatuma. You can go burn it with a basar that has a higher form of Tuma, got Tuma from Avatuma. So you're taking this basar now, which was merely Eshlishi, and upgrading it to a Sheni. Well, over there, Zeh tummy, this basar is already tummy, it's Eshlishi, Vezeh tummy, now you're connecting it to a basar which has a higher level of Tuma, but this basar was initially tummy as well. So you're taking something which was tamei and merely adding to it, as opposed to your case where it's Truma Torah. So Rabbi Chanina can't be your source. What about Rabbi Kiva? Im ala shemen shenisla b'tfol yoyim.
So if it's Rabbi Akiva who's speaking about Shemen of Truma, which became pasul through a Tful Yom is a Sheni, becomes the Shemen turns into a Shlishi, and he allowed you to upgrade it. Shemad Likin Oyser Bener. Shinitum Betmei Meis. And he allowed you to take the Shemen and light it in a lap, a Ner which got Tumah from a Betmei Meis. So now the Shemen will touch that, become a Rishon. So you took the Shemen, which was a Shlishi, and you upgraded it, you bumped it up two levels. Okay, but there as well, this Shemen was already pasul, was already had a low form of Tumah. Zeh pasul. Initially it was pasul, but that Tumah, now you're going to connect it to that, which is Tumah, fine. But you're taking something which is already somewhat Tumah and adding to it. How could you compare it to Truma Torah? Af anu moedim. Even we would agree, but Truma shenitmes, blavlada Tumah. That let's say you would have Truma which was Tumah, although a lesser form of Tumah, it only get involved in an avlada Tumah. Fine. Shesoifun oisema Truma. Certainly we can go and burn it with Truma that has a higher form of Tumah, got us Tumah from a Ava Tumah. So the Truma is a Rishon, and now this Truma, which is merely a Shlishi, and now you're going to touch it with the Rishon, it's going to turn into a Sheni. Fine, you can elevate, you can upgrade the Tumah, because you're taking something which is really Tumah, you're merely adding to it. But how does that relate to your case? But how are we going to burn even something which is Hatzluya? Forget about Tor, even if it was really a Suffolk Tumah, right? We have Tumah where we don't know if it's Tumah or Tor. Even that we can't burn with Tumah. You can't take something which is Suffolk and be Matamet with certainty. You know what? Eliyahu might arrive and say, well, this Suffolk, this Tluya is not really Tumah, it's Tor. I'm telling you for a fact, it was Tor. So, based on that chashash of Eliyahu and Ovi's arrival, you can't go ahead and take the Truma which is Tully, which is Suffolk, and put it together with Truma which is Tumah and Bimatam. You have no right to do that. You have to burn it separately. Certainly, of course, in your case, when the Truma is Tzor, what right do you have to make it Tumah? You can't compare it to Rav Chanina's Kana Kahanam or Rav Akiva, who are both speaking about a case where something is already Tumah, albeit a lesser form of Tumah, but it's already Tumah. Whereas you're speaking about something which is Tor. Okay, so we already see that Rabbi Yossi is relating to Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Kiva as the source of Rabbi Meir's halacha. Apparently, Rabbi Meir derived his halacha from there, and not from Rabbi Yeshua. Okay, let's just conclude this brisa. Ha-pigel v'ha-noise v'ha-tomei. So if we have these three things, pigel, which is the kachim which became tomei due to the wrong machshava, the wrong intent, on the part of the kohen, va'noisa or some basa which was left over beyond the zman, achilo va'tomei, some basa kachem which became tomei. All three things need to be burned. The question is, who we burn them together? V'shama oimrim ein nisrafim ka'achas. You cannot burn them together. Why? Because the tomei is tomei min ha'Torah, and the pigel va'noisa is not tomei min ha'Torah. Although it's Asr, certainly Asr, and Rashi points out that it's even Tamei Midrabanan. Why is it Tamei Midrabanan? He says, Atzli Kuhuna Chashdi Kuhuna. The reason why Pigel, the Chachamim established a Tumah to Pigel because they're concerned perhaps the Kohen will have a grudge against the owner of the Baal of the carbon and he'll do him in. He'll deliberately have a wrong Machshava to make his carbon possible. The Chachamim said, okay, Pigel is Metamei a person's hands. Noiser is Tumah on account of Atzli Kuhuna, concerned about the lazy Kohanim, and we don't want them to leave the Basar beyond his Manachila, so the Chacham established a Tumah for these two things, but it's only Tumah Drabana, and therefore it doesn't justify having it come into contact with Tumah, which is Tumah Minatira. Therefore, Beishamay Oimrim Ein Nisrafim Kachas, they can't be burnt together. Beisil Oimrim Nisrafim Kachas, we allow them to burn together. And that's because the pigel v'noisa, at any rate, are tamei, olam d'rabbanon, but they're tamei nevertheless. That allows them to come into contact with the tamei min ha-Torah. But at any rate, says Rabbi Yossi, we see that something which is tor, of course, you cannot allow it to come into contact with something which is tamei. We see that certainly from Beis Shammai and even from Beis Hillel. It's only here that they allow the pigel v'noisa, which already has a form of Tumah Drabana, to be connected to the Tumah, but something which is really Torah, like Truma Torah, on Erev Pesach, you have no right to be Metamet. Okay, that's the end of the price. Says the Gemara, Misalka Daitach Rabbi Meir. Mediv Rabbi Yeshua Ka'amar. Now, according to you, that Rabbi Meir sources halacha. You can burn the Truma Torah with the Tmeya. From where did he source that halacha? From Rabbi Yeshua. Right? The case of the wine cell with the wine press where your Truma is about to get lost at any rate. He says he can go be Matamid because something which is Soifa Le'ibud, at any rate, when we consume, allows Tumah, allows you to be Matamid, be a dime. If that was a source, then why is Rabbi Yasi referring to Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Kiva? It's irrelevant. It's unrelated to Rabbi Meir. V'isal g'daitach Rabbi Meir, midiv Rabbi Shua ka'amar, amai mahad l'Rabbi Yasi, Rabbi Chanina skana kahanam. Why is Rabbi Yasi responding to him by referring to Rabbi Chanina? That's unrelated to Rabbi Meir. Omli Rav Nachman, so Rav Nachman says like this, you're right, Rabbi Yasi was unaware as to the exact source of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yasi lama daiti, he was unaware. The who was summer, he figured, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Chanina, skana kahanam kamala. He figured Rabbi Meir's halacha was sourced from Chanina. And that's where Rabbi Yasi responded and said, how could you compare? And that was the discussion in this price. How could you compare Rabbi Chanina speaking about something which is already tummy? So although it has a lesser form of tumma, but it's tummy nevertheless. You're taking that tummy and upgrading it. Okay. You're speaking about Truma Torah. There's no connection. So that was reflected in this price. Rabbi Yasi misunderstood. He thought Rabbi Meir was sourcing his halacha from Rabbi Chanina. That's why he objected. And then Rabbi Meir responded, no, you're mistaken. I'm sourcing my halacha in Rabbi Yeshua's din. He's providing the basis for my chiddush. Rabbi Yeshua, who spoke about being matamid truma ta'ira, in order to avoid loss, to avoid to prevent the truma from trickling into the bar with the chulin. We see that something which is, at any rate is slated for loss, you're allowed to be matamid that thing. Likewise, in the case of Erev Pesach, you could take the truma ta'ira and be matamid because at any rate it's holding, it's about to become this bar, bir chametz. So that was my source. Oh, says Rabbi Yasi, oh, that's the case. V'amar lei. So Rabbi Yasi responded, and this is back in the Mishnah, after Dalit. He responded, okay, so your source is Rabbi Yeshua? Avafilu Rabbi Yeshua nami, eino hi amida. I'll respond to that. Even according to Rabbi Yeshua, you can't connect eino hi amida. It's not the same measure. It's not a proper parallel. Why? The Hamoid Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yeshua both agree that in your case, you meant to burn the Truma Tahira separate from the Truma Tamei. She serif Zubifne Atzma, Fe Zubifne Atzma. So there are really two parts to the debate. One part is recorded in the Brisa. That was the initial part of the debate. Rabbi Yasi figured that Rabbi Meir was sourcing as a halacha from Rabbi Chanina's Kana Kahanam. So he objected to that. He says, how could you compare? You're speaking about something which is tar. Rabbi Chanina is speaking about something which was already tummy. And we're simply allowing an upgrade to the tumma. Then Rabbi Meir responded, no, that wasn't my source. My source was Rabbi Yeshua, who allows you to be matami something which is currently tar, because it's slated for loss. It's safe libud. So the second part of the debate is reflected in our Mishnah. To that, Rabbi Yasi responded, no, even Rabbi Yeshua would agree in your case. It wouldn't justify bimit hamei the truma tohera. Now the Gemara will explain why. What's wrong with the Rabbi Yeshua being the source? Says him about mai eino hi amida. Why is it not the same measure? It would seem that's a proper, correct parallel here. We find Rabbi Yeshua says it's something which is slated for loss, like the truma trickling down into the pit, allows you to be matame that truma. And likewise, on Erev Pesach, the chametz at any rate is going to be burnt. Why can't you be matame it? Amai eino hi amida. Mida amida. It's the same measure. Shani hasam di kehefsad chulin. Rabbi Yasi says the case of the wine press is different because he's simply trying to salvage his chulin. If he allows the truma to trickle down, his chulin will be lost. So the chacham allowed him to take measures to protect himself, protect his property. Be matame that truma using the kelim which are accessible, although the kelim are tame, collect that truma. Don't allow it to trickle down the bur and go mess everything up and destroy your chulin. And will result in incurring a major loss. That's why Bishur allows it. But when it comes to Erev Pesach, there's no loss involved. Why shouldn't you go ahead and burn your truma Torah separate from a truma tmeya? There's no justification for being a tamei that truma. Now the Pnei Yeshua points out that apparently it's pretty obvious from Al Gemara that when something is slated for loss, even if you can't be metamed, it's only midrabbanan that you can't do so. Minatur you can. Because minatur it's only a din when something is oimid la'achila, it's going to be consumed. But something which at any rate is seifad li'ibud, such as in the case of the truma, which is about to get lost in the chulin and become tamed, minatur you can be metamed. It's only midrabbanan which you cannot. And that explains why when there's a case where there's heavy loss involved, the chachamim put aside their iser and allowed you to be metamed. Okay, so basically says that explains the Rabbi Shua's halacha by the wine press, but when it comes to Erev Pesach, you shouldn't be allowed to do that because there's no hefset. Maskev for Rav Yirmiyah. Says Rav Yirmiyah, why not? Mas nisanam ikah hefset eitzim. Now Mishnah as well, there's some loss involved because he wants to create one bonfire for both trumas. He wants to save on the wood expense rather than making two separate fires. He would like to burn them all together. So there is some loss factor here. Amalei was Saba, so this elder fellow told him, no, Lehefsed Meruba Chashashu. Chacham were concerned about a major loss, such as in the case of the wine and the wine press. Lehefsed Meruba Chashashu. But a minor loss, a couple of pennies for the extra wood, we're not concerned about that, and that wouldn't justify being Metamei the Truma. Okay, so let's stop for a moment. Rabbeinu says, Midivreim Lamadnu. We learned from their words that what? That on Erev Pesach, when you're burning your chametz, you can take your truma Torah and put it together with the truma Tmei and be matamed. Because at any rate, it's slated for loss, it's not going to be eaten. What was Rabbi Meir's source? Rabbi Shua, who says likewise, if we have truma Torah, you can be matamed that truma collected in Kelim which are tamed in order to salvage your wine below, the chulin sitting in the bur which will become Asr, once that truma falls into it. So in order to avoid that loss, you can go out and be metame the truma, and the point is, since the truma at any rate is going to be lost, if it's allowed to trickle down into the chulin, so it's seifali, even there's no din of mishmeres truma, you're allowed to be metame it. Same thing regarding Erev Pesach. You could take the truma, which at any rate is slated for loss, and be metame it. Rabbi Yossi disagrees. He says you can't compare. Rabbi Shua allows, in the case of hefsed merubah, in order to salvages his chulin to prevent major loss from occurring. But in the case of Erev Pesach, just make two separate fires. And it doesn't justify putting them together and be metame the truma Torah. So according to this approach, Rabbi Meir, when he says midivreim lamadnu, he's not referring to Rabbi Chanina Skanakei Hanim or Rabbi Kiva, which were presented in our Mishnah. No, he's referring to an entirely different Mishnah, Rabbi Yeshua, which is a mission elsewhere. Now we're going to have another approach. That yeah, Midivreim L'madnu was actually in reference to Rabbi Chanina Skanakehanim. And that is going to be the source of Rabbi Meir's halach. Omer Rabbi Asim Rabbi Yechanan, Machlekes V'sheish. This Machlekes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi pertains to the sixth hour. In which case the Truma Torah is really Asur Midrabbanon. So that explains why Rabbi Meir allows you to be metamed, because at any rate, it's tamim midrabbanan. Therefore, an edible. Therefore, you can go ahead and be metamed. Avol b'sheva, but once it's the seventh hour past chatzos, in which case it's also min atoira. Did our kol surf and all would agree. Even Rabbi Yosef would agree. You could burn it together with the tamim, because when it's also min atoira, it's like it's tamim already. Let's see Rashi. So Rashi off to the left, around three or four lines right above where we're holding, beginning with the words machlokes. Machlokes b'sheish. Machlokes only pertains to the 6 hours. Shadayin ein ala toira ala isad rabbanon. But at that point, the truma toira only has isad rabbanon. So Rameya says, well, that justifies being matamid, because at any rate, it's asim d'rabbanon. Aval b'sheva, shenesra k'far min ha-toira, but once you arrive to the 7th hour, and it's already asim d'rabbanon, in l'chatum ha-gdeil mezu. There's no greater tumah than this. It's asur min ha-Torah. It's an edible min ha-Torah. V'divrei HaKol, all would agree. after Rabbi Yossi. Even Rabbi Yossi would agree, serve him, he could burn it together with his mayor.
Amalei Rabbi Zera says, Amalei Rabbi Zera Lavrasi. What exactly was Rabbi Yochanan referring to? What was the source of Rabbi Meir?
Rabbi Meir's halacha that you can take Truma Torah and be metamed on Erev Pesach.
We have two possible sources. Which one was Rabbi Yochanan referring to? Was it option A, that Rabbi Meir's halacha is sourced in Rabbi Yeshua, in the halacha of the wine press, you can go be metamed the Truma, which at any rate is headed for loss. So Truma on Erev Pesach, whether it's the 4th, 5th, 6th hour, it's irrelevant. It's headed for loss at any rate. So that allows you to be metamed. That's option B. Or perhaps option B, that the Mokar of Rabbi Meir was from our very Mishnah, Chanina Skana Kohanim, and he learned that Rabbi Chanina was speaking about Basa, which was not Tomei Min HaTorah. It got involved in a low-level form of Tumah Midrabbanan, Vlad Tumah Midrabbanan. So this meat is only Osman Midrabbanan, and still we allow it to be upgraded to a higher level of Tumah. And likewise, when it comes to Erev Pesach, the Truma on the 6th hour, where it's already Osir Midrabbanan, so it's like the Basa, which is Tumah Midrabbanan, since it's Osman Midrabbanan, that justifies adding Tumah to it. And only during the 6th hour, because right then it's already Osman Midrabbanan, but not during the 4th or 5th hour. So, which one is it? Which one is Rav Yechon referring to? Option A or option B? Should we say option B? That he's referring to the Halacha and Al Mishnah. That just as you can take the Basa, which is merely Tumah Midrabbanan, and add the Tumah to it, likewise the Truma on Erev Pesach during the 6th hour, specifically during the 6th, when it's Asim Rabbanan, that allows for adding Tumah. Neima Kasav Rav Yechon, should we say Rav Yechon held? Mas Nisan. This Basa that Rav Chanina Skana Kahanim is referring to had only experienced the Tumah Durabon. It got entangled with a Vlad Tumah Durabon, and now you're allowing it to interact with something which became Asr from Ava Tumah Durais. So you can upgrade the Tumah because it already had a Tumah Midurabon. Likewise, Truma Erev Pesach during the 6th is already Asr Midurabon, and that allows for adding Tumah. Umay midivreim, and what does Rav Meir mean when he says midivreim lamando? Which words? Midivreim chaninas kana kehanim. So is this what Rabbi Yochanan had in mind? And therefore, only during the 6th, we allow him to add the tumah. Omerly in. So Rav Asi responded, yes, 100%, correct. That is Rabbi Yochanan's approach. Ichmar nami, we learned likewise. Om Rabbi Yochanan, mas nisin bava tumah d'oraisa, vla tumah d'rabbanan. We're speaking about this type of arrangement where the basa was only tumah d'rabbanan. Umay midivreim. When Rav Meir says midivreim lamadnu, he means midivrei Rav Chanina skanakan. Umachlokes b'sheish. And the discussion between Rav Meir and Rav Yossi is only strictly during the 6th hour, because then it's already osam drabban, and that justifies adding tumah to. Avol b'sheva divrei kol soifim. But when it comes to the 7th hour after chatzos, all would agree, even Rav Yossi would agree, that you can be metamed as truma torah, you can burn it with the tmei. Why? Because then it's already osam min ha-toyra. As Rashi says, Ein lucha tumah gedola mizu. There's no greater tumah than that. It's inedible. It's asam min haTorah. Even Rabbi Yisrael would agree, there's no longer a need to safeguard it. You could be metamit by burning it together with the truma tumah. So in conclusion, we have Rav Nachman's approach, which was the first approach in the Gemara, that Rabbi Meir allows you to be metamit the truma on Erev Pesach because it's seifel ibud, it's headed for loss. And the source of this halacha was actually Rabbi Yeshua and the story with the wine press. Since the truma at any rate is going to get lost, it can all be metamet b'yadayim. So Rabbi Meir learned from there that any time during Erev Pesach, the 5th, the 6th, 7th hour, the chametz is slated for loss, it can be metamet. Rabbi Yeshua says, no, you cannot be metamet. Now it's unclear what about after the 7th. Rabbi Nachman actually doesn't speak about it. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan adopts a different approach. He learns that the source of Rav Meir's halacha is actually of Chanias Gana Kehanim. That's something which is already Tamei Midrabbanan, allows you to add to it. Likewise, the Truma on Erev Pesach, which is already during the 6th hour in Osman Midrabbanan, can be allowed to become Tamei. So during the 5th hour, all would agree. Rav Meir and Rav Yossi all agree it's Osman to be Tamei, because it's not yet Osman Midrabbanan. The Machlokes only applies to the 6th hour. Rav Meir says, oh, now it's Osman Midrabbanan, you can add Tumah to it. Rav Yossi says, no. You cannot add Tumah to it. But all would agree that after the 7th, when it's Asam HaTorah, there's no hesitation regarding burning this Tumah Torah
with the tummy, because at that point the asr not Torah, and ein lecha tumah gdoila mizu. Continues the Gemara, lema masayele. Perhaps you can have a raya that all would agree after the seventh hour, you can be metame the truma. But the fact that it's asr is tantamount to it being already tummy. This is the brayso we mentioned earlier. Ha pigol va noiser va tummy. How do you go about burning them? Beshama oimrim ein esrafen kachas. You can't burn them together. Ubesil oimrim esrafen kachas. You can burn them together. Now, this was the brayso that Rabbi Yosi actually mentioned before. So what do we see here? That according to Beis Hillel, at least, you can go ahead and be matame the pigol va noiser. Why? Since they were already tummy, they're already asr, I mean, so they're inedible. So something which is asr minat Torah is like, says, oh, it's tummy already, it's totally inedible, it's out of the picture, and there's no need to safeguard it, you can actually be matamid. Likewise, in the case of chametz after chatzos, which is asr minat Torah, that justifies tumah. So no, you can't compare. Shani hasam. The difference there is the isl tumah drabbanon. Because even the pigal v'noisa, which are not tumah not Torah, but as mentioned earlier, the chachamim enacted a tumah, the rabbanon to them. So it already has an element of tumah to it. So perhaps that is the reason why you can be metamit and be metamit together with the, burn it together with the tumah. But in the case of the truma, chametz, after chatzos, although it's asur but not Torah, but it's not tumah, tumah and isur are two separate things. So it doesn't justify being metamit. This non, where do we find that pigol noiser atami? That's non pigol vanoiser metame seidaim. The metame one's hands. Late masayele. Perhaps you have arrived from the next price. That's something which is completely usher, completely inedible, allows you to be metamet. Hapas sheipsha. You have this bread which got spoiled. V'nifslo me'echel adam. It's no longer suitable for human consumption. V'akelav yachal ochel. But a dog can still eat it. What is that halacha? It doesn't yet lose its food status. Metama tumas oichel mekabetza. So you have a eggs volume worth of this food, and it's tummy, so it can be metame something else. It has a din of oichel, and it can transfer its tumma to something else because it didn't lose its food status, although it's not really edible. Rashi explains because it's still edible for a dog, so it still retains its status. Vin yisrefes imatme bepesach. But when it comes to erev pesach, by biru chametz, even if this food is truma Torah, you can burn it together with Trumat Tmei, be Matame this Trumat Torah. Why? Because it's inedible. Likewise, says the Gemara, in the case of Trumat Torah after Chatzos, since it's also not Torah, you can go ahead and be Matame. So I have a right to Rabbi Yechon. Shani Hasam. There it's different. The Afra Balmu, because it's merely earth, it's physically inedible. As opposed to the Chametz after Pesach, which is physically hair. Practically, it's edible. Although halachically inedible, that wouldn't be enough to justify being metame that truma. So we attempted to bring two rayas to Rabbi Yechon's chiddush, and we were unsuccessful. Okay, at any rate, Rabbi Yechon's approach is that Rabbi Meir's mokar was actually from Chanina Skana Kahanim, who allows you to take the basar, which has a low level of tuma, a tuma drabbanon, and you upgrade it to a higher level. And likewise, the truma on the sixth hour, which is asa midrabbanon, can become, you can go ahead and be metamed. Says, well, okay, if that was Rabbi Meir's root, then what was Rabbi Yossi's problem? Mihachi, my moide. Why is Rabbi Yossi responding to Rabbi Meir by saying, well, Rabbi Shua's moide that you can't do this? Who's speaking about Rabbi Shua? Rabbi Meir made no reference to Rabbi Shua. His halacha was sourced in Rabbi Chanina Skana Kahanim's din. So why is Rabbi Yossi making reference to Rabbi Yeshua agreeing that this case is awesome? Says the Machika Amalei Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yosi was simply trying to make a point to Rabbi Meir. Although Rabbi Meir himself was not referring to Rabbi Yeshua, but Rabbi Yosi was saying, look, I happen to know that Rabbi Yeshua is very lenient when it comes to being Matami the Truma in a case where it is headed for loss. We have two examples. The case of the wine press, where there's a heavy loss going to occur if he doesn't collect the Truma before it gets into the Chulun. So that's an exception. We have another case of Rabbi Shua where you have that barrel in the first Mishnah here. We have the barrel where there was a suffix, whether it was Tamei or not. Rabbi Shua says you can just leave it exposed to the elements, no concern. So Rabbi Yosi was really making a point. Look, even Rabbi Shua was very lenient when it comes to something which is inedible. He allows it to be metamim, but that's specifically in those cases. I feel Rabbi Shua to make even according to Rabbi Shua, who is very lenient, he make a betluya tmeya. That's only in the case where it was already tali. It was already something which is a suffix tummy. So yeah, he allows you to put it out to the elements and perhaps causing tumah. But when it comes to taking something which is absolutely tar, like truma, which is tar in Erev Pesach, who says you can go make a tummy? Meaning, I know you weren't coming from Rabbi Shua, but I want to make that point to you. Even Rabbi Shua is very lenient, but he doesn't stretch it this far, to this extent. How can you take it so far? Okay. So that was a racist point to Rabbi Meir. But we still have one more thing we have to verify. What's the point of the machlekes? Rabbi Meir says, I can learn from Chanina Sgana Kehanim that we can be metami the Truma Torah on the sixth hour. Because just as Rabbi Chanina says, you can take the basa, which is Tamei Midrabanan, and add Truma to it. The Truma Torah on the sixth hour, which is Asr Rabanan, allows you to add the Truma to it. So why was Rabbi Yossi objecting to this? It seems like a good parallel. Why was he saying it's not the same measure? It seems like a proper connection, a proper parallel. So what's the point of the machlokes? Omar Rabbi Yirmiya says Rabbi Yirmiya meant to know that the point of the machlokes is actually based on another machlokes, which forms the basis of their disagreement here. A seemingly unrelated machlokes. We learned yesterday that Mashkin have the ability to be metami, but this machlek is whether they can be metami even midaraisa, or perhaps liquids can only impart tumah midrabanan, and that will be the machlek is between Rami and Rabbi Yis. The Gemara explains, Hocha, here in the case of Rabbi Chanina, what are we speaking about? Bebasar shenitma bemashkin, a piece of meat that became tummy by coming into contact with liquid that was tummy. How did the liquid become tummy? Shenitma bemachmas sheretz, the liquid became tummy on account of a sheretz. So the sheretz touched the mashkin, and the mashkin touched the basar. What is the status of this basar? So Rameya holds, this basar is only tamei midrabanan, because liquid can only transfer tamei midrabanan. So here we have a case of basar which is only tamei midrabanan, and Rav Chanina Sgana Kehanim says, you can add tumah to it. Likewise, the truma on Erev Pesach, during the sixth hour, since it's asur midrabanan, you can add tumah to it, and that was the source. V'aza Rameya l'tamei, Rameya follows his shita, v'Rabbeyeza l'tamei, and Rabbeyeza his shita. What do you mean? Rameya l'tamei, he's consistent with his view, the Omar, tumas mashkin l'tamei achayim d'rabbanan. Mashkin can only be metamei other things mid'rabbanan. So this piece of meat, which receives its tumah from mashkin, is only mid'rabbanan. And still, Rav Chanina Sgana Kehanim says, you can add tumah to it. Likewise, the truma on Erev Pesach, during the sixth hour, since it's asam drabbanan, that justifies adding tumah. So that's the source. However, for Rabbi Yosi l'tamei, Rabbi Yosi is following his shita. To Amar, tumas mashkin l'tamei achirim d'oraisa. The fact that mashkin, the ability of mashkin to be metama others, is minat tumah. So this basar here, which got its tumah from mashkin, is not tumah drabbanan. It's tumah minat tumah. That's why you can add tumah to it, as opposed to the truma on Erev Pesach. Even within the sixth hour, it's only asur midrabanan. That doesn't allow for adding tumah. So that's the basis of the machlokes between Rabbi Yisrael Meir, whether or not you can compare truma on Erev Pesach to the halacha of Chanina Sgana Kehanim. Okay, time for a quick chazar of today's daf. Rabbi Meir tells us on Erev Pesach you could burn truma Torah with tumah. You can be metamei that truma. We have two approaches. Rav Nachman's approach that Rabbi Meir sources halacha from Rabbi Yeshua. In the case of the wine press, since something is slated for loss, you can go and be metamid. And therefore, the chametz in Erev Pesach, which is going to be burnt at any rate, you can go and be metamid. The Rashi says you can't compare, and the wine press is a hefsed merubah. He's trying to salvage a schulin, and therefore the chametz allowed it, as opposed to Erev Pesach, where there's no justification for being metamid, the truma Torah. Rabbi Yochanan's approach was that the source of Rabbi Meir was actually Rabbi Chanina Sgana Kehanim. We're speaking about during the sixth hour, which case the truma is already asur midrabanan, says Rav Meir, just as Rav Chanina tells us, that this basa which became tamei midrabanan, because it got its tumah from a mashkin, which is only results in a tumah midrabanan, he says, just as there, Rav Chanina says, you can take that basa and upgrade its tumah, Likewise, a truma during the sixth hour, since it's asur rabbanon, you can upgrade it and make it tummy. Rabbeisi says, you can't compare because the basar in the Mishnah, Chanina Skanakana's case, is tummy without minatoira because it got its tumma from the mashkin, which can be matami minatoira. So in that case, since initially it was tummy minatoira, yeah, you can add a layer of tumma to it. But how can you compare to the truma of Pesach? Although it's within the sixth hour, it's only asur rabbanon. And that doesn't justify adding tumma to it. However, Rabbi Yochanan says that all would agree that after the seventh hour, in which case the chametz is asur minat Torah, in that case you can burn it with whatever you want, because as Rashi says, ein lecha tumah gedol mezu. There's no greater tumah than that. It's an edible. And all would agree in this case that you can go ahead and be matame the trumas chametz.